Welcome to episode 585 of Flyaway. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Anna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and Nitra. Welcome back, Nitra.
Hello.
So what is your Disney dream? Is it to go on the Disney Dream Cruise? Pressed into service in 2011, she has been delighting those great and small ever since. Well, Nitra was able to experience the magic firsthand as she is here to talk about this amazing Disney ship. So let's get started. Yay. So is this your first time on the Disney Dream, Nitra?
It is. This is my third Disney cruise all the way around, and each time we've picked a different ship.
Ooh, I love it. Love it. What other ships have you done?
Magic and Fantasy.
Magic and Fantasy. Mm-hmm. All right. So what did you like this ship?
I did. Yeah. I've loved all the ships. I think this one, I feel like the layout is a little bit different from the other two ships. It's a little bit more modern. I guess we're kind of going in almost in progression of when the ships have come out. But my daughters wanted to do this time of year, which was the New Year's after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So a New Year's cruise. And this one was the one that was available. So that's what we did.
Nice. It's a beautiful, I mean, it's like I said, it came into service in 2011. So it is a little bit older ship, but I mean,
it doesn't feel old at all. I don't feel like any of the ships really feel old. You can tell it in other cruise lines, their years of service and how long they've been around by the age of the ship. But on a Disney cruise, I don't ever feel like you see the age of it.
Well, in typical Disney fashion, you know, they've got their magical people coming in and painting and scrubbing and doing all the little tweaks that, you know, just like in the parks, that keep everything pristine and beautiful.
I agree.
Their guests, so it's awesome.
So if you had to do one of the three ships you've already done again, instead of doing the next ship that you haven't done before, which one would you pick?
I would do the Dream again for sure. Yeah. Really? I haven't had a bad experience. I mean, it's kind of hard, but I don't know. It was just something about the Dream, the people on the ship, the atmosphere. It was just awesome all the way around.
Love it. That's awesome.
I really liked the ship too when I went on it.
Mm-hmm. I did too. Who all went on this?
So it was just me and my two daughters. So I took a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old. So basically I went with two other people, but I was by myself the entire time.
Oh.
Except for a night to sleep and for meals. That is the one requirement. We must eat dinner together. And my 14-year-old is just skating by with that. When she comes in, she changes, we eat dinner, and she's usually gone before dessert. What kid doesn't stick around for dessert? Mine, because she can go and get free ice cream.
Well, that's the part that's the double-edged sword of sailing on a ship that has so much to do, because they're not bored enough to want to hang out with their parents.
No, and I'm okay with that. I want them to have fun and meet different people. And every time she comes back from any cruise, she has a whole new Instagram group of friends that they're still chatting with. Chatting with people from our cruise the previous year on a Disney cruise. So it's awesome that the people that they build communities with.
Oh, I
have
a question.
Your daughter that was 20, she's aged out of the kids club. But she's not drinking, right? So how did she like being in that kind of in-between space?
So I don't know if you're aware, but Disney has what they call an 18-20 society, and it's for the kids who are in that between. They're not old enough. They're too old for the teen club, but not old enough to be in the bars drinking and things of that sort. So they have separate meetups. Yep, they have separate meetups, and it's hosted by Disney cast members. So they just meet up and do different things. I know that we were at Castaway Key, and they met up and did some things there. So every chance they had, they actually, you know, got to meet up and do things. I think she even drew a character and she came back to me and said, look what I did today. So, yeah. So she still has her own little community. It's not like she's just wandering around the ship trying to find things to do. So
I love that.
It's good to know.
The thing about that is it is hard to know, because we saw 1820 Society on the Daily Plan or whatever. I didn't know what that was. I thought it was some sort of steampunk club, right? I had no idea. And so my kids were like very bored and until the second to last day. And when somebody told me, oh, you know about the 1820 club? And I was like, no, I don't. Yeah.
So. Yeah, there was actually a teen, like an 18-year-old that was in the teen club with their sibling, getting them registered. And they were asking about it. And the cast member was like, oh, I don't know, you know, if there's anything like that. And of course, my daughter spoke up. And she was like, oh, there's the 1820 Society. And then she was telling them about it and showed them in the planner where to find the activity. So, yeah, it is kind of like a secret thing.
She could be a Disney cast member.
She would do it any day if she could fit it in the schedule.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of presented almost as the Friends of Bill W. or the Friends of Dorothy, where it's sort of, you know, it's there for the people who know what it is, but there's no, and to me, it's like, why is this a secret?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no stigma. There's no, you know, anything about why it's kept a secret, but, you know, whatever. I'm only upset about it because I didn't know what it was, and therefore my kids were grumpy.
Do you have to register?
No, you don't do anything for the 1820.
I wasn't sure because I know, like with the kids clubs, that you know you have to like show up and register your kids and blah blah. Well, yeah, I knew that.
But they don't have a dedicated.
I didn't know
meeting
if it was like
space.
A process.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not a dedicated meeting space. It's a pop up. You know, it'll just be like, hey, we'll meet here, and they'll meet somewhere, and they'll go do whatever. So
that's even cooler, especially at that age range, because then it feels more like hip and you know.
Yeah.
So, what are their activities? It's reminiscent of another cruise line that does those pop ups, and everyone feels so special when they get to be included in it. What other things did they do besides like draw a character? Do you know, or do they not tell you?
I mean, my mother might have mentioned it to me. I know they did some trivia. So they met up at, I think they met in the D Lounge a couple of times and did some things. But I don't recall all of the activities that they did. I want to say they played volleyball on Castaway Key. I know they met up over there and they bought them floats or Sundays. So they purchased things for them. Whereas when you go to the teens club, they're just in there playing games and doing whatever. So she came back with the 5K medal. She didn't run the 5K. like they would just give them little things and little, to, you know, like parting gifts. She came back. Oh, they made hats one day. Like they had like a baseball hat and they were able to just paint and draw and put their names and things of that sort on them. So they've done a lot of different things.
Okay, so nobody cool. Tell my kids this, please.
Well, if they listen to this awesome podcast,
you know they
exactly. Are.
You know, I'm so glad that they have this for that age range. But this again is one more thing. Don't you feel a little bit left out? Oh, yes. And over 21, what do we get? Booze?
Maybe that's why they keep it a secret. They don't want a whole bunch of people coming up and saying, "No, really, I'm 19."
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe I could pass for 20, right? The little extra.
I mean, absolutely.
Nighttime cream and maybe some color in the hair and maybe
until
you
ask for a glass of wine and then you're going to have to prove that you're not.
That is true. So you had all this alone time, Nitra. What did you do? What kind of activities did you do?
Yeah, so this is the first time I did not go to Palo for brunch. I decided to bypass that. It's just so much food. I have thoroughly enjoyed it the other two times that I've been on the ship. I've done it for brunch, and they've had magnificent brunches, but again, it's so much food. So I just did a lot of relaxing. Sat by the pool, watched the kids play in the water. I had my iPad and I read a book. I just really just relaxed the whole
time. So this was a real vacation for you.
Absolutely.
Like an honest, real vacation. We all take vacations, but like very few of them are.
Right. I was very intentional. As most of you already know that I am a caregiver for my mother. And so she was with my brother for 2 weeks, the week of Christmas and this week. And so I was very intentional on just it being time for myself to just relax and rejuvenate before coming back and going back into the caregiver and work world. So
that's so important. Awesome. It's so important. Like,
mm-hmm. For your own sanity and
correct.
Like, yep. You can be a better caregiver when you take care of yourself. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Like Laura would say, shout out for Laura. You can't pour from an empty pitcher.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
It's true.
So
That is
and then,
true.
You know, the two, so this was a very easy cruise. The two ports that we were at the private island and the private destination. So we were at Castaway and at Lighthouse Point. And at both places, I just relaxed. We went and sat by the water. Of course, it's beautiful at Lighthouse, and just sat and relaxed. It was just, regardless of the number of kids and people that are out on those beaches, I just always am able to block out all the noise and just sit there and relax in the sun and just enjoy life. And the same thing at Castaway, did the same thing. But one thing we do at Castaway is that we always rent bikes. And so do the bike trail. So that's always fun. And then go over to the little stairs and look over at the entire island and actually see how big it is. So
that's the same. That's the 5K trail too.
It is.
So technically,
yeah. I did a 5K on bike.
I just realized something. What were the dates of your trip? Was it a 7-night?
No, it was a 5-night. So the 28th of December through January 2nd.
So I think I saw you at Lookout because we were at Princess Cay.
Oh, yes.
Disney Dream was docked. Yes. Because the thing about, so that's in can somebody else say that for me?
I cannot.
Eleuthera. How do you say that?
What?
Oh, yeah. I can't say it either.
Eleuthera. Whatever that, where Bimini Beach Club is.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so there's several private destinations there, and Disney's is at the end, and then Princess's is just up from that.
Yeah. So we can
and
see
I
the
looked
ship.
Out my window, and you know that they're, the pier there is notorious. Like Disney's like, we built a pier, and which is really hard to do at Eleuthera or however you say it. So but it's like what, a quarter mile long or something like that.
It is
really long. And so from where we were, we could see the Disney Dream in this long pier. And I was like,
it is
man,
so
that looks long,
long
back here. You know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Usually things are smaller.
It's not horrible though. And then and
it's not
they
that
have
bad.
The golf carts and the shuttles that it can take you back and forth. But it's really not that bad of a walk.
And the wagons for kids. For little.
And they do have wagons for kids, yes.
So Nitra, how did because Lookout Cay is their new island. How does it compare? I mean, the two compare against each other.
Oh, they're vastly different. The amenities that they have at Lookout is totally different from what you see at Castaway. Castaway is, you know, the standard. They have, I mean, they've made upgrades to it, but it's still the same things that they have there. The way that they've separated the island for the adults and the kids, the show that they do, and then the bars, and it's just the way that it's set up is just a little bit different. It's I feel like it's a lot bigger, but you do have to take a tram to get to the beach. It's not like you get off the ship and you walk and you're right on the beach. It's not that accessible. They literally had to carve a path to get back to that beautiful sandy powdery beach that they have access to.
Mm-hmm. I've always walked that. It's really easy walk. I mean, if you can walk the pier at the other place, you can walk to the beach at Castaway.
I think she's
right?
talking about Lookout. Is
yeah, Lookout. Yeah, for sure. For Castaway, that is a walk. I mean, but you can take the tram. They do have that as an option as well.
Yeah.
But for Lookout, no, there's no way that you're walking that.
To be fair,
that's
we'll
a half day walk.
When we have this conversation after Sandy goes there, she's going to be like, well, I walked it and it's no problem.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Nita, don't
she's
you remember
how
far we can walk it?
It's probably more like a 10K. I don't know how far it is, what the distance is from the drop off to the, you know, to the island location. I don't know how long that is, but it's several miles, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked all the way to the adult beach. When I went to Castaway, but I did not walk the way back.
Yeah. That is
learned a lesson on that
walk and you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Did you see any characters out on the beach?
So they're not typically on the beach itself, but they're at, they're out where they do, God, why can't I think of the name of the parade that they do? I'm sorry,
like
I can't
the Junkanoo or
yes, the Junkanoo. So you'll see characters out in that area for you to take pictures with. It's not necessarily during the Junkanoo parade, but usually when you first get on the island earlier in the day, that they definitely do have characters out there. Not so much later in the day.
I'm starting to be convinced that like the reason why I loved the Dream so much and fell in love with the Dream the first time I sailed it was because we saw Jack Sparrow on the beach at the adult. I have the coolest picture somewhere of Jack Sparrow standing in just right at the water's edge on the adult beach. So now I'm always like, did you see, is anybody else out there? Who else?
I didn't make it over to the adult beach, and that's only because I was with my kids. But I do know what you're saying. I don't know what characters might have been over there, but
did you go into the adults? I'm assuming you did the adult only area on the ship.
I did. Yes, that's the only place to actually get in a jacuzzi without being bothered by other little people.
Without cannonballs in the jacuzzi right next to you.
Correct. Yes.
Love that section.
They actually do, because I was on the Dream back last year as well, and I mean they've got a good bit of adult spaces on board. I was really
absolutely
pleasantly surprised because it had been a hot second since I'd been on. And
have they redone it? Because it's been a little while since I've been on the Dream, but weren't they going to redo the adult only area? The adult section on the not at Castaway, the adult section on the ship, was it redone recently? Or am I thinking of a different ship?
I don't know.
I don't know, because the last time I was on it was 2019. So
yeah,
but I'm thinking how many? That's like 7 years now. Jeez Louise, crazy!
How do you go back?
It's hard to go.
I need to go back and get on a Disney ship. I mean, it just felt like I hadn't been that long. But now that I'm saying it out loud,
yeah, I was on it in 2019. Well, I was on it with you, Sandy, in 2019, and then I was on it last year. But I didn't pay enough attention to the pool area.
I do remember being
did anything different.
I remember being super impressed with the Beauty and the Beast show on that.
Yeah.
Do they still have that, Nitra?
What? Say that again.
The Beauty and the Beast show in the theater.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They do.
That's the one that won awards over Broadway shows, isn't it? It's like very
shows to be Broadway. I mean, it's
a good one. It's just so well produced. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back to your cruise. What kind of cabin did you guys stay in?
We have been doing interior cabins. So this one had the magic porthole. So it has the camera to see out on the water. But of course, there is Tinkerbell, who brings a little magic every 15 minutes. So you get to see little different characters pop up. And then, of course, at night, they turn it off and it's just, you know, just stars or whatever. So my girls loved it, especially the first time we walked in the room. And there's Tinkerbell coming up on the screen. They was like, oh, my God, look. And I was like, and so anytime I would take a nap, they would wake me up and be like, oh, look who's this character. So it's always fun. I think this is going to be the last time we do an interior, because I do find myself sleeping a lot longer because the room is so dark. Even though I need the rest and I love the rest, I think we'll go back to a balcony for the next cruise. Mm-hmm.
I love a good balcony.
Cool. Yeah, I do too.
Even Ocean View can be wonderful on Disney Cruise Line, because it's that huge porthole that you can almost sit in. If you're a little person, you can really sit in it. But if you're me, you cannot. it's nice. It's not like your typical sort of square window that gets all salty and stuff. It's really pretty.
Yeah. Do those tend to be on the lower floors? Because that is what my biggest issue is. So, yeah. So regardless, I still get seasick as much as I love to cruise. So without my ear patches or being on a higher deck midship, I typically am not enjoying myself. So that's why I typically won't do just an ocean view. So, either has to be a balcony or an interior room. So,
yeah, they do have some that are higher, but they're all the way forward. The way back, right? Because of the little deck. Yeah. So still not good for you. Yeah.
No.
Did you do room service?
Every single night. It's ridiculous.
It's one of my favorite things about this cruise line.
It's sad. The amount of room service that was sent to our room. It got to the point where I think it was the last night, the waiter was like, yeah, I knew that this was your order, and I just said I would deliver it.
They have the best French fries.
Yes, we found that out. They will also warm up your cookies for you if you did not know that. You can ask for warm cookies.
Did you get the Mickey bars?
Oh. No, my girls didn't want Mickey bars, and they had eaten plenty of ice cream from the ice cream machine to suffice. So, lots of room service.
So what lots were you ordering cooking. At night? Was it just like snacky stuff? Like you ate dinner in the dining rooms?
So me, it was just the cookies. My girls, on the other hand, were ordering meals at night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pasta.
Second dinner. Fries.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And what we did find out is
that's because they skipped dessert.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the oldest. The oldest wouldn't skip. Well, it depends on what the dessert was, because she does have the nut allergy. But what we did find out is that if she calls after midnight to order, there is not an assigned chef on duty. So they could not qualify what was safe for her to eat and not to eat. So she needed to place her room order before midnight, or otherwise she was just getting french fries. So,
well, that's really good to know.
That is very good to know.
Yeah.
That's good. They tell her that? Like, did she try to call after midnight and they were like, we
can't? Yes, that is how we found out. Okay. Yes. Yep.
That's awesome.
That's cool though.
Lots of tips for you guys to find out from me tonight.
Yeah. I know. I know all kinds of things.
Do it all.
That's why we're so nosy.
I know. There's so many. I think, like, even you talked about your motion sickness and needing to be on a high floor midship, but there are some people who swear that they have to be on a low floor midship because of their seasickness. And then there are other people who say they have to be able to see the horizon. So, you know, that we get that question a lot. It's like, well, I have motion sickness. What's the best cabin for me? And I'm like, I cannot tell you that because
I have someone who has to be high and forward, you know, like
I've tried it all, and the best for me is midship and, you know, at least above deck 7. It's just, if I can feel the waves hitting the ship, I'm done for.
So what did they do for New Year's Eve on Disney? I'm assuming you had fireworks.
Yeah, of course they had fireworks. So we had two nights of fireworks because the night before was Pirate Night. So that was happening. And then, so they did a show a little bit before 11. And then they just started the clock for a countdown. And then as it was getting closer to midnight, all the waiters came out with these little, it's bigger than a shot glass, but smaller than a regular cup. But they had Happy New Year on them, and it had Disney, they're blue. And they came around with Cloudum for the kids, and they actually had wine for the adults. So you had to find out which one was who carrying around. And so everybody had a glass, and then at midnight, everybody said Happy New Year. And then, of course, the fireworks went off. So it was a lot of fun. And then it was actually cold that night. So we actually grabbed our blanket from the room, but they actually started walking around with these little kind of thin blankets that they would use on the pool deck if you were out watching a movie. And they were walking around passing those out so people could stay warm, because it was unusually cool that night for you to be out in the Caribbean, but it was still a beautiful night and lots of fun. And then, of course, they had little hors d'oeuvres going around with the waiters as well. So they had like little snacks and stuff out. So lots of good food, lots of drinks flowing. We have several of the little cups that they gave us from the kids drinking, of course. And they weren't refilling your cup. You would just get another cup. So
that's cool. That's nice. I love that Disney thinks of the younger kids, because I was on a New Year's Eve cruise and they just passed out champagne. Like, if you weren't an adult, I don't think you got any.
And if you don't drink alcohol, you know, you had that as an option to drink the Cloudum as well. You know, it doesn't have to be an alcoholic beverage. And we love drinking the Cloudum. We actually had it because I wasn't sure exactly what the New Year's celebration would be like. I actually ordered a bottle of Cloudum at our table for dinner that night, and actually on our first night when we got there, so we could have it as a little celebration. We've done it in the room before, but this time I just had him deliver it to the table. And the different thing about this cruise for us is that whenever we signed up for this cruise, they had us at late dining, and my kids hate late dining. So we were on the wait list for the early dining. And then we finally moved off the wait list, but we were at another table. We were at the table with another family. So it was a mom and her two sons with me and my two daughters. So it was like a great match. And they were teenagers. They were older. So we had lots of great conversations, learned about them, and they learned about us and where we were from. So, of course, we shared the Cloudum with them. even though I didn't know that they were going to be at the table with us.
What is Clodum?
I've never heard of this.
I don't know what this is.
What?
You're saying it like everybody knows, and I'm like, is it just me?
Well, you kept saying that.
At first, I couldn't figure out what you're saying. I was like,
all right, buckle up. We're learning something new, y'all. Yeah. Tell us,
Nitra.
Something
else new.
Yeah.
So Clodum Blue is I want to make sure I got it right. It's a shimmering, because it has glitter in it, non-alcoholic sparkling apple juice, and it's blue.
Okay.
So when you swirl it around, you can see the glitter. But it's an apple juice. It's not like overly sweet, but you could tell that it's sparkling. It's very, very good.
So I'm picturing you smiling with blue teeth with glitter.
No, it's not. It's not like raspberry blue. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you to Google it, look it up. Okay.
I will.
I just had a very inappropriate humorous thought about how fun that must have been later on.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so it's you can order it online and have it, you know, like, so I've done it for my other Disney guests and had it delivered to their room as a gift for them. It's something you can order online and have it delivered to your room, or you can have it delivered to your table, kind of like a cake or something like that if you're celebrating.
Interesting. Okay. Goals.
Have folks getting ready to sail. Maybe I'll check that out.
I know.
Yeah, it's different. And they'll put champagne glasses. You drink it like it's champagne. It's like it's a special treat. But it's non-alcoholic and it's apple juice.
You know, I think we all focus on Disney's, kids, family. But because there's no drink package, what a great cruise line for a dry cruise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the focus on, I bet the mocktails are fabulous. Probably top notch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything about it is top notch. What isn't? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite thing is on the last night, and they've done this on all the ships, but I'd like it the most on the Dream, is that they allow you like a speed dating with the characters, right? They do, you know, you do your final show, and then you come out to like the atrium, and all the characters come out and do a little dance and sing. And then they say you have 15 minutes to see all the characters. And then you just kind of go run and hop and get in all these lines and see how many characters you can get pictures with. And all the princesses are out. It's a lot of fun and a great opportunity to get the characters that you maybe didn't get to see, or the lines were long because you're allowing the kids to see the characters throughout the week on the ship. So.
Yeah, I saw that on, we hung out and did that on the last night of our cruise. And I thought that was really neat. I like they do that.
I couldn't get to Chippendale. That's the one set of characters I always love to try and get pictures with. And I couldn't get over it. The line for them was super long. So.
Yeah. Mm. I love them. Did we miss anything?
Nope. I think we've covered it.
I think we've learned some new stuff, Nitra. I think Nitra is now the new Outlander Disney Cruise guru.
Expert.
The expert.
She was before, but I just didn't know there were so many hidden secrets to know.
I think we all need to go back on the Dream.
We
should do a group cruise.
And
we could do a group cruise.
Nitra's going to be our tour guide, because apparently we need one.
Because that's what Nitra needs, is to be caregivers for somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, but for us, I mean, we're super fun, right?
Absolutely.
Mostly self-sufficient.
She's like, my connection is going.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Just went out. Sorry, guys.
I won't make you cut my steak or anything. I'll be super well behaved.
Because my 14-year-old is good at cutting her own steak now, so good.
I'm so glad that you got a chance to recharge and really, really experience a vacation. Because I think I'm going to out myself and everybody else. It is, sometimes we go on these cruises and I want to do everything. Suffer from, I have to see and do everything, and it's just not a good.
Yeah. I will say, on the last night, I didn't get out and do everything during the week, but on the last night, my daughter was like, come on, let's go hang out. And so we did, and we did the silent DJ party. And then I actually got to go while we were in the district, and I popped in all the little the little clubs that were over there for the adults. So the Pink Lounge, which is really cute, the Champagne Lounge. We stopped by Pub 687 and watched the game a little bit. So, I mean, it's just a lot of different adult things that you can absolutely do and just have fun and not worry about it. I mean, I know people that go as just adults only, just like going to Disney, going to Disney cruise. And you're not bothered by kids. That's what people are afraid of. And there's nothing to be afraid of.
You can we went on our honeymoon on the Disney Magic a million years ago. And we didn't see kids except for like this one time where they were doing this cute little parade through the halls. They were doing the little Peter Pan parade. And it was so adorable. And Chris and I were like, wow, that's so cute. I didn't know there were kids on board. And it was really we were late dining and we were seated with other couples. So we didn't, you know, we just never really saw kids.
Yeah.
Lots of good food. Lots of great drinks. It's a time to be had for everybody, for sure.
It really is. I totally agree.
Did you see the game that you saw? I just have to be nosy. Was it the couple game? I love that game. That where they get couples like the newlyweds versus
Tail end of the newlywed game. Yes, we did. That was hilarious for sure.
That's a winner every time.
I love that. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So thank you, Nitra, for joining us again.
You're welcome.
Yay! And on behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and myself, Anna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.